From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, July 26, 2019. Some immigration advocates in Portland say, while they support the state's proposed rule change to expand eligibility for general assistance, the current wording of the measure could keep some immigrants from receiving help. Last week, Governor Janet Mills announced that she was expanding eligibility for the GA program to asylum seekers who take, quote, reasonable good faith steps to apply for immigration relief. But Beth Stickney of the Maine Business Immigration Coalition says the new rules will require some asylum seekers to provide what's called an alien number.
And yet, many, many people don't have an A number until they actually have their application filed.
Stickney says other immigrants, including some victims of human trafficking, may not be eligible under the rules as written either. A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services says the administration welcomes feedback on the rule changes and adds that the new policy is part of the governor's efforts to welcome new arrivals to Maine and help them get into the workforce. Maine's Department of Environmental Protection is pushing back against a report that raises questions about water quality at beaches around the U.S. The report from the national advocacy group Environment America notes that of 85 sites sampled in Maine, nearly half were unsafe for swimming on at least one day last summer. The information contained in the report comes from data collected by the state's Healthy Beaches Program. Coordinator Megan Sims acknowledges that there are water quality issues in some areas, particularly because of stormwater runoff that carries contaminants down to beaches.
And in Maine, we specifically place our monitoring locations in areas where we expect there to be issues, if there are any. Those are near freshwater inputs, river mouths and streams, storm drains, because we want to be the most protective of public health.
Sims says exceedances are automatically transferred to the Maine Healthy Beaches website. Taking a look at the weather, tonight clear and comfortable. Tomorrow, mostly sunny for most of the state and a bit more humid. Partly cloudy in the north with isolated thunder near the Quebec border late in the day. Highs in the upper 70s to upper 80s, warmest in the south away from the coast.
This past week on Maine Calling, Monday, the latest on Alzheimer's research.
Things that you think of as being good for the heart are also probably good for your brain, with the exception of alcohol, unfortunately.
Tuesday, Ireland's ambassador to the U.S.
Our concern is to minimize the damage that Brexit will do to Ireland.
Thursday, summer gardening advice. And Friday, historical reenactors. Maine Calling, online anytime at mainecalling.org.
The state is reporting some good fiscal news following the close of the budget year in June, including a revenue surplus and an increase in cash reserves. Mal Leary reports.
State revenues came in above estimates by over $14 million to contribute to a surplus for the year of more than $28 million. The rest of the surplus comes from money that had been appropriated for various activities but was not spent by the end of the year. While it's called a surplus, the money is allocated by law for various state programs. Nearly $6 million comes off the top to provide operating capital for the state, to increase the loan insurance reserve, to help pay down the unfunded liability in the retirees' health insurance fund, and to replenish the governor's contingency account. Finance Commissioner Kirsten Figueroa says the lion's share of the surplus goes into two funds.
80% to the budget stabilization, what people might still refer to as the rainy day fund, which is $18 million, and then the remaining 20% goes into the what is now the property tax relief fund.
That and $4.5 million comes as good news for homeowners. That fund originally was set up to lower the income tax, but was changed this year to provide direct property tax relief. By March 1st of next year, the state treasurer will send a $100 check to each of the more than 300,000 Mainers that receive the homestead property tax exemption. Figueroa says while many indicators point to a continued strength in the economy, the state has decided to set aside money should this long stretch of growth come to an end.
It makes sense to be cautious about how we're spending, how we're saving, how we're distributing those surplus revenues into our savings account in anticipation of what potentially could happen. And the balance that is in our budget stabilization now is as high as it's ever been.
That balance is nearly $239 million. In addition, the state has set aside just over $60 million to pay back funds drawn from the federal government after it decertified the Riverview Psychiatric Center in 2013 because of operating deficiencies. The hospital regained certification in January of this year, and state officials are negotiating with the feds on what is still owed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
After a four-year hiatus, a mill in Old Town will soon be producing wood pulp again. ND Paper is a wholly owned subsidiary of China-based Nine Dragons Paper, which also owns a paper mill in Rumford. ND Paper purchased the mill in Old Town from OTM Holdings last October. ND spokesman Brian Boland says the mill plans to employ 130 workers, including hourly and salaried.
I think we have just a handful of remaining open positions, but it's been a great process. We've had over 1,000 applications for those roles, so we're very, very fortunate to have a lot of interest.
200 were employed at the plant when it closed in 2015. Poland says they're in the final stages before production can begin of unbleached softwood kraft pulp. With cardboard boxes, its primary end use. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Ed Morin.